This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 18. Arrows. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 127. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Parents sometimes compare their children to a teddy bear, or a princess, or maybe Einstein. But have you ever heard of children compared to arrows? As in Psalm 127. This psalm describes children as providing protection from enemies. This was important in ancient times, and we can see its benefits still today. For example, if outlaws came to steal or wreck your property, a group of defenders could help protect you. Having a large family could give you strength in numbers, and, as this psalm points out, it's also important to have defenders in court in case some accusers try to ruin you, even though you're innocent. In that society, having two or more witnesses on your side could uphold your case in the public court and keep you from shame. This psalm gives us a wake-up call in the way that we raise our children. We must have an urgency in training our children to use their talents and gifts to do what's right and to live by the ways of the Lord, who builds the house. And that can refer to our household of family members as well as to the household of faith, the Lord's church. We need to pray often for our children, knowing that even while we're sleeping, God keeps working in them through His Spirit, honing them for service in His kingdom. What kind of difference can you make, not only now, but also for future generations? Pray with me. Equip us, Lord, to train up children in the way they should go, for your sake, from one generation to the next. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.